I want you to be up in the air about 8:45 over the stadium. I want you to look for a nice approach shot, okay? Something coming over the city.
Well, I've been working with AC/DC for 25 years. The first thing we did together was Who Made Who, which ironically was also used in a feature film. Probably of all the concerts I've ever done, this is the wildest audience. Buenos Aires was chosen, and it was the most inspired choice. I had absolutely no idea that the audiences were that good. I just don't understand how they managed to get an audience like that three nights running.
En el escenario, en la parte de atrás, Levis invitan el día de mañana a 4 fanáticos de AC/DC para verlos en backstage en el día de mañana. E invitamos a nuestros dos nuevos amiguitos.
The stadium is actually a most fantastic rock and roll venue. Probably one of the very best stadiums I've ever filmed in. But it wasn't easy. There was the language thing, there was the way they've always done it before and the way we wanted to do it.
You don't need that mic on. You don't need the mic on, do you?
No, well, I'll be good.
Freezing. Freezing, isn't it?
Well, it was hot when we got here, but then it turned cold. It's a bit like the Scottish borders just tonight. But, what about the sweat? I'm just talking about continuation.
Continuation. I always do this over the years.
Shout at speed when you are. All right, don't come too high up, will you? And turn over cameras. Shooting now. And playback.
When we were recording Black Ice, and then when we finished, Brendan O'Brien, who is the producer, and he says, go down and watch Iron Man, the first one, you know? And it was great.
A Shoot to Thrill, it's been around for a long time, and it's interesting that the director of Iron Man, Jon Favreau, picked it up out of all the AC/DC material and fell in love with it. And since, for some reason, since he's picked it up, the song has taken on a life of its own with the live audiences. Using the footage from Iron Man, there was quite a remarkable coincidence in that the girls doing the high kicks and everything in those fab uniforms had been shot in time to Shoot to Thrill, so it was relatively easy to put them in, and it was, I think, quite effective. The extraordinary thing about this band is that they are the same now, but better. They have not slipped one iota. They are, if anything, better than they ever were.